Hey guys, TJ here. As you guys remember, our last public episode was about different races in the Star Trek universe. And Scotty didn't feel like I did a complete enough job, so he pulled a list of some of the races that he felt were forgotten, even though they weren't forgotten. They were just cut for time. Whatever, Scotty. Anyway, there was a particularly funny moment, I feel like, when we discussed a species from the series Star Trek Voyager. We discussed a species called the Kazon. I ended up describing them as garbage Klingons or trash Klingons. And you'll hear why. Take a look. Scotty didn't really know much about Voyager, so I pulled a few of the Voyager species.
This is a mess right here that's on the screen.
Yes, it is.
This is a mess.
Yes, it is. And I'll talk about
that. The character design on this is really bad.
Wow. These are basically like garbage Klingons.
That's perfect.
Garbage Klingons.
Trash Klingons.
Trash Klingons, dude.
Wow, dude.
So here's the thing. So Voyager, obviously the premise is very different from other Star Trek series in that they're not exploring. I mean, they are exploring, but they've been thrown vastly away from Federation space.
Honestly, they have the ultimate.
Let me pull up
what
the map
are they called again?
So hold on. So look, the Federation of Planets is here. And the Voyager is transported through a wormhole over here.
Okay, to the which quadrant?
Right here.
Okay.
To the, I think that's the Delta Quadrant.
Delta
right
Quadrant.
Okay, the Delta Quadrant.
So you see here, this is their territory, this little tiny speck here. These are the Kazon. These are the Kazon sects.
Kazon sects, dude?
Kazon sects.
The Kazon sects, dude.
So
I like them already.
Yeah, and as you can see, they are a trash fire.
Look at this race!
It looks like someone glued a bunch of pine cones onto this, like, onto, like, the top. Dude, it literally looks like they glued pine cones onto the Toxic Avenger, dude.
So, normally we don't get into the creative side of these races, but based on your guys' reaction, I want to tell you a little bit about the creative process here.
Okay.
Was there one?
Yes. So when they started off the first season of Voyager, they're like, we need some kind of fucking badass antagonist that we can have, like, recurring.
It does look like include pine cones.
Through the first two seasons, okay? So they, in the very first episode of Voyager, maybe it was the second or third, whatever.
I think the first one they go through, like, the wormhole or whatever.
Very early on, they introduce these fucking things, the Kazon. All right, so they introduce them. The fans of the show uniformly despise it and think it's just the dumbest thing ever. So the guy who created them on the show, I forget his name, I think it was Bill something or another, he says, all right, the problem is not that the fans hate these Kazon. The problem is...
That's not the problem.
They don't understand them well enough.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to develop the fucking shit out of them. And the more he did, the more people were just like, why are they wasting their fucking time on this garbage... fucking heap.
You know the fastest way out of a hole,
TJ? Species.
Stop fucking digging.
Yeah. And this guy was just like, they literally built them up for two seasons of the show, which defeated, like, it fucked up the tone of Voyager for the first two seasons because it's supposed to be like, we're constantly heading home. When they keep encountering these fucking Kazon over and over again, it makes it feel like they're standing still.
Do they all look like they rolled in super glue and then, like, rolled their heads all over the forest floor?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Just
so,
like,
look,
there are those
twigs. Got some fucking...
Somebody has twigs in their hair.
Dude, it's like squirrels and dead squirrels and twigs.
So here's an interesting fact about these guys. I don't think I pulled it up here. I might have pulled it up, but it's interesting to note that later on in the series, Seven of Nine, who is a Borg, a reformed Borg,
an unassimilated
Borg, was talking about the Kazon, and they're the only species in Star Trek that canonically the Borg didn't even want to assimilate.
What?
Yeah, the Borg were like,
nah.
The Borg believed that assimilating the Kazon would actually bring the collective down.
Wow.
So they're so bad, even the Borg
dude,
didn't
so
want
bad
them.
The Borg are just like, let them have it.
Even the Borg were like,
We are the Borg.
I don't want to sip. I don't want to sip through all those pine cones.
Assimilate us, please.
We're How good. Are we going to fit all those pine cones into our Borg rechargers? So, let's not do this.
Defining traits: aggressive, patriarchal, divided, stupid.
Like white males.
Are they really just stupid?
Canonically, they're stupid.
Why would you spend two seasons?
I don't know, Paul. I don't
know. Paul, you don't know him well enough. You don't know him well enough.
All right, so as one, the Kazon were known as the Kazon Order. However, they were really a collection of semi-independent sects, and there seemed to be no overall leader or government. The two most powerful sects were the Ogla and the R'Lora, who possessed most of the Kazon's manpower and ships. Leaders within the Kazon sects were referred to as Maj. With the head of the sect referred to as the first Maj. The behavior of various Kazon sects had caused them to make enemies throughout the Delta Quadrant. Attacks on Talaxian trade convoys were frequent. Their philosophy, if you can call it that, their society is just a patriarchal society divided along gender lines. Female Kazons typically are spoken down to and treated as second-class citizens. A male Kazon will not tolerate being given orders by a woman.
Male pine cone lives matter, dude. I just can't stop seeing a retard with a bunch of pine cones going to his head.
I don't blame you.
This picture is fucking slaying me, dude. I'm trying to get through the reading of their philosophy, but I just can't stop.
I mean, look,
looking
it's really
it.
Just they're really. I mean, when I call them trash Klingons, they really are just that. They have the same, like, we are warriors and all this, but they suck. And they constantly suck. They consistently suck. They're never interesting. They're never.
It looks like this species was, like, created because they had a bunch of extra Klingon headpieces and some bits and bobs, some extra fluff from some other costumes. And they just glued all the bits and bobs to somebody's head and slapped a Klingon forehead on them.
You're love a the bits and bobs, now. Dude.
Oh my god, how did this ever happen?
Walk like a Kazon.
Dude, that's one of the fans where it's
so
like...
They're garbage.
You know when they were developing this, there was a thing around the set, and these guys, are all these creative minds are all sitting there in a room like, Kazon, yeah, it's gonna be fucking great. And then this is the end fucking project.
Dude, when this walked you know on what? The set...
And then they didn't have... You know what the problem is, too? They didn't have the courage at that point to say, you know what, guys, we fucked up. We're trying to get Kazon out of the storyline. The fucking head writers are like, no, we fucking pound this down the middle. People are going to love the Kazon. It's like, this is the worst Star Trek species fucking ever. Oh. Race ever. Ever.
I don't know if they're
dude.
The worst ever, but they're the worst to ever be given so much screen time. Given,
yeah. It's fine if they were one and done. You'd just be like, that
well,
was
that sucked.
You know, because, look, yeah, you've seen
they
episodes
were shoved
like that.
Down your throat.
You've seen episodes like that. You're like, that race was kind of lame. But then you know what? They're gone. You never hear about them again.
He looks like he
this is just like, hey, TJ, you want some more Kazon? No, I'm good. Well, guess what? You're getting a Kazon themed episode.
They were even the season finale of season two of the show was like the big final battle with the Kazon.
Oh the final God. Battle.
Yeah, dude, it's
the final like they, showdown.
They look like they reek, dude. It looks like just being in the room with the Kazon would be ugly, dude. They just look like they stink. It looks like he's wearing a vest woven out of yak fur or something. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's terrible. If you enjoyed that clip and you want to see more, be sure to become a patron of Pessimist Productions. We got all kinds of neat content over there. I do an Abandoned Hope exclusive for our patrons every month. We do a movie review every month exclusive for our patrons. We do all of our Friday shows exclusively for our patrons and all kinds of other stuff. You can read a full description over on the Patreon page. It's linked to down below. We thank you for your support and have a good day.